Trump cleared $1 billion on crypto as retail buyers took losses. President Trump's crypto ventures generated close to $1 billion for his family, according to a Wall Street Journal investigation published July 2, 2026. While a large share of the retail buyers who bought his tokens ended up losing money. The reporting draws a line between where the profits landed and who absorbed the losses. The story arrives during a broad market bounce. As of July 3, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $61,465, up 2.4% on the day, and Ether sits at $1,708, up 5.7% per CoinMarketCap data. The Fear and Greed Index still reads 23, or fear, so the rally has not changed the mood much. Against that backdrop, a report on how a politically branded token concentrated gains at the top lands harder than it would in a euphoric tape. The mechanics behind the split outcome. The journal traces the roughly $1 billion figure across several ventures. The Trump Memcoin, launched in January 2025, the World Liberty Financial Governance Token and its associated stablecoin, and fee flows tied to those projects. Much of the family's take came from token allocations held by affiliated entities plus transaction and launch fees, rather than from the family buying low and selling high like an ordinary trader. That distinction matters. When a token launches with a large insider allocation and a thin public float, early public buyers set the price on day one at the peak of attention. The insiders hold cost bases near zero. As the initial surge fades and lock supply unlocks, the price drifts down, and the people holding are the ones who bought the launch day headline. The journal's finding that many retail buyers lost money is the predictable other half of a launch that paid the issuer up front. None of this requires a hack or an exploit. It is the standard asymmetry of a low-float, high-attention token sale, applied to a name with unusually strong pull on a retail audience that trusts it. The trust angle that cuts deeper here, ordinary Memecoin buyers know, or should know, that they are gambling. The wrinkle the journal presses on is that a sitting president's supporters treated the token as an extension of their political loyalty rather than as a speculative bet. That framing lowered the guard that a random dog-themed coin would not. For anyone using crypto as an actual payment or savings tool, the takeaway is narrower and more useful than the political noise. A token's marketing does not change its supply schedule. Before buying any launch, the numbers that decide your outcome are the insider allocation, the unlock calendar, and the public float, not the brand attached to it. Those figures are usually in the documentation, and they were available here. The counterparty lesson extends to how people hold crypto at all. Balances parked with a single issuer or custodian carry the risk that the issuer's incentives are not aligned with the holder's. Spending or saving from a wallet you control through self-custody options removes the layer where someone else profits from your position while you carry the downside. It does not remove market risk, but it removes the trust assumption. The disclosure record and what is contested, the $1 billion figure, aligns with Trump's own financial disclosure, which showed more than $1 billion in crypto-related income and was covered separately when it was filed. What the WSJ investigation adds is the second side of the ledger, an estimate of aggregate retail losses among buyers of the associated tokens, and the reporting that the family's gains came largely from issuance and fees rather than from trading gains shared with the crowd. Representatives for the ventures have previously argued that token holders bought voluntarily and that price is set by the open market. That is accurate as far as it goes. The dispute is over how much a launch structure that front-loads issuer revenue, paired with a politically loyal buyer base, shifts the framing from open market speculation to something closer to a transfer.